So really what I want to talk about here is the North American Regional Soil Partnership, but I want to wear the hat really of the CSSS. It's a small organization. We don't have a lot of time available or staff available. So why should we be interested in participating in the North American Regional Soil Partnership? And it's the same sort of questions that the SSSA will have to answer if it is to move forward. So I just want to give you some sort of sense about that. And this will just highlight a few of things we've talked about before. And this is really my dawning understanding of what the HSP is all about. And the overarching goal of it, as we said, is to increase global adoption of sustainable soil management. And the New World Soil Charter has a definition for sustainable soil management, which allows us to assess whether we are making progress away or towards that. And as Ronald said, there'll be five pillars of action. I'm not going to go through these as he did, but it's really key that they all hinge on the area of sustainable soil management. And I was confused by the start. Say number three, to promote targeted soil research. Well, many organizations do that. I mean, the SSSA does a great job of that. And so why do we need another organization doing that? But I've come to understand that this is focused on the area of sustainable soil management. So these five pillars do more than any national society can, because they deal with elements like extension and how do we do this on the ground, how do we harmonize methods to know if we're making progress towards or against sustainable soil management. So it's actually a much more focused agenda than I had understood at the start when I sort of joined this process. And the reason why I mention this is because, and as Ronald said, Ronald has a wonderful phrase called resource mobilization, which the rest of us call funding, actually. But the GSP is an important means of accessing funding that the rest of us can't, national societies and so on can't, because it has a unique international scope. So it is one of the hopes is that we'll be able to access funding for large multi-partner programs that would not be available, for example, to individual societies and so on. So what are the Regional Soil Partnership? This is where the work of the pillars and of the GSP will largely be delivered. So if there is a large program funded for digital soil mapping or for extension for conservation tillage, then it will actually be, two examples, it will be delivered through the Regional Soil Partnerships. So having a regional soil partnership is very important because, as I say, this is the delivery mechanism for the work of the Global Soil Partnership. And so what, for example, would the role of the North American Regional Soil Partnership be? It's really to, first of all, to facilitate participation by North American organizations, so government, you can see them here, national and state provincial soil science societies, conservation NGOs, industry group, in initiatives of the GSP. And this is how that will occur. I mean, I say if there is a large program that has been funded and is being delivered, this is the mechanism through the Regional Soil Partnership that we, as the Canadian Society or the American Society or the NRCS or AFC in Canada, would participate in the work of the GSP. So that's, and that's a bit nebulous right now because there is no program of work. There isn't, yeah, that's, we don't really know that much about the program of work at this time, but this is the means by it will be. As well, there's certainly, if we are to be well represented in the work of the GSP, then we need to ensure that our experts are put forward to them, and something like the State of the World Soil Resource Report, that was a little uneven, quite frankly, and we could have done a better job of ensuring that North American experts were better represented on it to a degree. So that would be an example of one where we didn't do as complete of a job as we could have for a variety of reasons. So that's the role of it. What's the role of the Canadian Society of Soil Science then? Well, first and foremost, it's to work with our colleagues in the United States and the Soil Science of America to develop a mandate and an organizational structure for the North American Regional Soil Partnership. And some of the regional soil partnerships, there was an existing FAO facilitation they could draw upon, but of course the FAO doesn't have a large presence in North America, so it will be up to us to take the leadership to form it. And then secondly, to provide the initial leadership to contact relevant Canadian groups to get them involved and interested in this, including, of course, Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, which is our federal-level agricultural agency. So really what we will be doing from this meeting is working with our colleagues, as I say, in the SSSA to develop a letter, some sort of memorandum of understanding, so we can begin that process and take that forward. And ideally, by next year at the meetings, that one gap on the regional soil partnerships, which is North America, will have been addressed. So thank you for your attention.
Thanks, Dan.